As the Broncos returned to practice on Wednesday, Mike Bell's shot at redemption began.
I'm looking for this week if I get in to solidify myself or something. So I'm working hard in practice and I'm expecting something great. So if I expect it, then it's going to happen. That's how I figure it.
But not much happened in the past two games for Mike Bell, at least not much that was good. After gaining 136 yards on 15 carries against the Colts, he had just 28 on 17 in his first career start at Pittsburgh. Then, come last Sunday, he was inactive.
I'm a real big-time competitor, so I don't like being on the sidelines, so I'll do whatever it takes to get back in the mix.
Mike Bell has looked good. The only game that he didn't play at the level that I was hoping he'd play at was the Pittsburgh game. But that doesn't mean he's in a doghouse or anything.
I don't think I did anything wrong to get in his doghouse, so I understand he did what was best for the team, and I think at that time he thought that Nash he deserved a chance, and he did, so he did what was best for the team.
But as a group, the Broncos tailbacks have struggled the last two games, combining for 88 yards on 38 carries, an average of just 2.3 yards per rush.
We got to perform better running the ball, and take away Javon's run a couple weeks ago, and we haven't had a lot of output at that, at running the ball. And so the challenge is there for those guys, and they'll rise up.
Mike Bell in particular learned a valuable lesson from his Pittsburgh difficulties.
You got to fight harder, you know what I mean? Got to get that 2 and 3. You can't accept one, so I'm going with a different attitude. I know they have a tough defense, but I played against a lot of tough defenses at colleges. I didn't have the best offensive line, so I'm going to find a way to make some plays. I know that's what the run game is looking for, a spark, so if I get a chance in there, I'm definitely going to do it.
And if he gets that chance, he knows he can't get frustrated when yards are hard to find.
Yeah, I watched the tape and I left some yards on the field. I just thought I was getting so frustrated, you know what I mean? I probably started deviating from the system and the game plan. So that's just a mental mistake and a rookie mistake. And I'm definitely a learning experience. So I'm just going to learn from that and just trust the system, not trust myself.
And in turn, he hopes the Broncos can trust him. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.